Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Yud Gimel. And we will begin on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis on the eighth wide line. It says the Gemara Gufa Amishmul, Eim Abram Sashana V'yom Shloshim Shel Adar. As we learned in our previous shiur, Shmuel teaches us that on the 30th day of Adar, if Adar is a month of 30 days, that day can no longer be a day on which we declare the month that it should be a leap year and we'll have an extra Adar. Why? Hoy v'royal kavanisin, since as we learned earlier in our parak, a Jewish month is either 29 or 30 days long. So if the month had been only 29 days long, this day, the 30th day of the month, would already be the first day of Nisan. And since this day potentially could already have been in Nisan, the halacha is it's too late to declare it to be Adar Sheni. Ask the Gemara, Ibru Amai, what will be the halacha if they actually made the month of Adar longer? Amr Ula, Eimekachim Esachaydish. That says Ula, that the halacha is that we don't make the month, as we learned earlier, if the previous month is 30 days long, day 31 automatically becomes Rosh Chodesh, and therefore since day 31 automatically becomes Rosh Chodesh, we have no way of saying, we aren't saying that this day 30 day of Adar is still an Adar, and that's why the problem still exists, that we're making a day that could be Nisan into Adar Sheni. Ask the Gemara, Kitshumai, which means as follows. Correct, as I said a moment ago. If this month is 30 days long, if in this case Adar is 30 days long, day 31 is automatically the first day of Nisan. And since it's automatically the first day of Nisan, and there was no public identification that the day before was still Adar, that's why we have a concern that it's too late to call, to make an extra Adar. But what will be the halacha, asked the Gemara, that in order to avoid this problem, what we'll do is, we'll officially proclaim day 31 as the first day of Nisan. By officially proclaiming day 31 as the first day of Nisan, what we're also accomplishing is that everybody knows that the previous day, which is the 30th day of Adar, is still Adar. And since we're doing that, and everybody now recognizes that the previous day was still Adar, the halacha should be that I can make an Adar Sheni on that day. What is the halacha? Amar Rava. Rava says, Batal Iber. It's still. Day 30 is too late. Day 30 of Adar is too late to declare a new month of Adar Sheni. Rav Nachman Amar, Mu'ubar, Umakodesh. The halacha is what he did. Again, albeit it's not what should be done, as Shmuel teaches us, it's too late to call that day Adar Sheni. But if you did it, the evidence acceptable, and therefore this month will be, we could declare an Adar Sheni. Asks Rava to Rav Nachman. Amalei Rava Rav Nachman. What you're suggesting, says Rava to Rav Nachman, that at this late date, the 30th day of Adar, we could still declare an extra Adar Sheni and push off Pesach by a month. Ask the Gemara, Michti, Mipurya Lepischa Tlosin Yom. We know that from Purim to Pesach, there's an interval of 30 days. Umipurya, we also know the halach is, that from Purim, the Shin Behilchas Pesach. We start learning Hilchas Pesach. The Tanya, Shailim Behilchas Pesach, Kaidim Lepesach, Shloish Miyoim. 30 days before Pesach, we already start learning Hilchas Pesach. A number of comments to make on this. Some Paiskim say that what the Gemara means is that on Purim, we start learning Hilchas Pesach. And in fact, there are people that have a minig that by the Sud on Purim, they start learning Hilchas Pesach. Pre-Chodesh says that it doesn't mean on Purim. It means the day after Purim is when we start learning Hilchos Pesach. Furthermore, the Rishonim already asked the question. Here our Gemara says that we start learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Whereas the Gemara, I think it's a Gemara Masechta Megillah, says that Moshe Tikkun Lam Yisroel Sheshalom B'Hilchos Achag B'Chag, Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchos Sukkos B'Sukkos, that on Yontif itself is when you learn the Halach of the Yontif. So how do we reconcile the Brisa that our Gemara is quoting, that you start learning Hilchos Yontif 30 days before, with this Gemara that says, with the Gemara that says you only learn on Yontif? So some Rishonim answer as follows. The obligation to learn the halacha of Yontif is on Yontif itself, not before Yontif. What does Al Gemara mean? Al Gemara means that if you have a Rav, and two people come to the Rav to ask him a question in halacha, and one is about Hilchos Pesach, and it's 30 days before Yontif, and one is another subject of halacha, the person that's discussing Hilchos Pesach has precedence. That's Pshat Shloshim Yom Koidim. Other Rishonim say it really depends on the Yontif. Hilchos Pesach, which are so intricate, and there's so many halachas about baking matzahs and kashering and other halachas, that Yontif requires learning halacha 30 days before Yontif. Other halachas, which aren't that intricate, particularly let's say Shavuos, there aren't that many halachas about Hilchos Shavuos, there, learning the halacha, you could limit yourself to learning on Yontif itself. But according to these Rishonim, I sort of Pais can point out, so let's say a person will say, matzahs I don't bake myself. And kashering, I don't need to kasher for Pesach. I have separate dishes and separate kitchen for Pesach. Once Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu, instituted that we have to learn Hilchos Pesach before Pesach, you don't have an excuse, well, I don't need to learn it. It becomes everybody's obligation. But again, the Gemara's question is as follows. Everybody's starting to learn Hilchos Pesach on Purim, or the day after Purim. The Tanya, Shalom Hilchos Pesach, Kodim Pesach, Shloshim Yoyim. Shimon Gamaliel Omer, you don't need 30 days, Shtei Shabbosos, 2 weeks is enough. So ask the Gemara, if now Purim has come, we're starting and gone, and we started to learn Hilchos Pesach, and now V'chimot Reish Yarcha, it's 2 weeks later, it's already almost, certainly potentially, a day that could be Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And now we say, no, Pesach is not in 2 weeks, Pesach is going to be in 6 weeks. Machekinlei, Pesach is going to be only in 6 weeks, not in 2 weeks. Isn't that going to cause Osul Zulzuli B'chametz, that people will not take Pesach seriously if the date could be so easily manipulated? And as Tosfos points out, the question the Gemara is asking is not limited to the situation that we're discussing, where the Gemara is discussing that if you're going to declare on the 30th day of Adar that it's Pesach, that it's Adar Sheni, and therefore push off Pesach by a month. The question really is, if everybody agrees that between Purim and the 30th day of Adar, in those days you could still declare a leap year. And the Gemara's question is, why should that be permitted? Why should we not be concerned that if we're already learning Hilchos Pesach, and now we're going to push off Pesach, Osul Zulzulei, that's included in the Gemara's question, says Tarsvitz. Amalei, says the Gemara, that is not a concern. Because may the idea, everybody knows, the Shata Ma'abarta B'chush B'natalia Milsa. Everybody knows that the year being declared as a leap year, they're all different, as we've been learning, calculations that are taken into consideration if a year should be considered a leap year or not. And therefore, Amri, people understand that even though they Baruch Hashem already began to learn Hilchos Pesach, and then Chazal saw the need, Bezdin saw the need to declare a leap year, they recognize, people understand, Chushbana D'Leisalkalei Rabbanan Arhashta, that the Rabbanan now recognize that we need to make a leap year, and that's why they did it, and this won't cause Zilzal Hilchos Pesach. As an introduction to our next sugya, we've been learning that one of the reasons that we can make a year a leap year is because of Tekufa. Tekufa means the seasons. There are four seasons in the year. Winter, spring, summer, fall, autumn. And as we've been learning, Tekufa is a reason to make a year into a leap year. In fact, as we discussed, according to many Rishonim, it's such a strong reason that it itself is a reason to make a leap year without any other consideration. Our Gemara will now begin to understand how is that, what is the situation of the Tekufa that causes us to make it into a leap year. As the Malbim already says, why and from where do we see that Tekufa is a reason, the seasons are a reason to make a year into a leap year? Because he says, you look in the Pasuk, the Gemara is going to quote the Pasuk later in our Shir, V'chaga Osif Tekufas Hashana. Now, as we know, seasons really don't play a factor in Jewish calendar. Because our calendar, as we've been learning, is a lunar calendar. And seasons are connected to the solar calendar. So why does the Torah speak about Tekufas Hashana? It must be because the Torah is teaching us that Tekufas Hashana has a role to play when Yontif comes out, if it should be a leap year. So as I said, there are four seasons. And as the Gemara says, not in our sugya, but the Gemara says, there are the solar year has 365 days and 6 hours. And therefore, if there are four seasons to the year, we divide that by four. Each season is exactly 91 days and 7.5 hours long. In fact, the Gemara in Erechin goes on to explain that because there's such a exact number between the seasons, we can even figure out exactly which hour of the day the season will come. And now our Gemara is going to discuss, as I said, how that number or that fact, when the new season is and which season we're discussing, plays a role in deciding if it's a leap year. It's also important to indicate that the Tosfos HaRosh says that the consideration that we're speaking about season that we're going to discuss in our Gemara today is not relevant to our calendar. We who live in a time, as we've been discussing previously, where there's a fixed calendar, included in our fixed calendar is that in every 19-year cycle, there are 7 leap years. And not just that there are 7 leap years in every 19 years, but there are exactly certain years that are the leap years. And therefore, we don't take anything else into consideration, not the seasons and certainly not factors that we could predict will be or won't be there. Our Gemara is speaking in a time of Chazal, which, as we've been learning, year by year they sat and deliberated if the year should be a leap year or not. And Tekufa, as I said, is one of the considerations. And our Gemara explains what that means. So says the Gemara. Amar Yudam Shmuel, Eima Abim Sashana, Elm Ken Haista Tekufa Chseira Rubish L'Chaydish. That means, if most of the month of Nisan is still in the summer season, then we have to make it into leap year. Asking her, what does that mean? The Kamarubi Shal Chaydish, Shesha Suryam de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's 16 days in the month, if 16 days are in the old season, are still in the summer season, then we have to make a leap year. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Echav Esrim Yoim. If it's 21 days in the summer season, then the halacha is we make it into a leap year. Vishneyem, Mikra Akadarshu. Says the Gemara, even though we have here a serious machloikus between Yehuda and Yossi, the machloikus is how to understand the pasuk. As I said, the Gemara quotes this pasuk. The pasuk says, Chaga Osef Tekufas Hashanah. The Yontif is called, Sukkos is called Chaga Osef. Meaning, Sukkos is the time where we collect Osef. We collect the new Tvua into the warehouse. Now, what are the dates of the Yontif Sukkos? And it's Yisrael. Sukkos begins on 15 days in Tishrei. That day is Yontif. The 16th through the 21st, 6 days, a Chol HaMoed. And the 22nd of Tishrei is Shmini Atzeres. The Torah says that Chag HaOsef, Sukkos, but what part of Sukkos? The part of Sukkos when you can collect, meaning Chol HaMoed, because on Yontif you can't collect, should be Tekufas Hashanah, should be in the new season, should be in the fall season. Now the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is how to understand that pasuk. Mar Sova, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, Kulei chag be'inim b'klif chadasha. The entire Chol HaMoed must be in the new season. Chol HaMoed, as I said, begins in 16 days of Tishrei. So according to him, 16 days in Tishrei already has to begin the new season of fall, and otherwise we have to make a leap year. Omar Sava, whereas Rabbi Yossi holds, yes, Chol HaMoed has to be in the new Tkufa. But it doesn't have to be the whole Chol HaMoed. Even one day of Chol HaMoed being in the new season is fine. Mixes chag be'inim b'tkufa kedasha. And therefore, if the 21st day of Tishrei, which is the last day of Chol HaMoed, is in the fall season, that's already fine. Asks Rashi and Tosfos an obvious question, which actually the Gemara asks on Amud Beis. What, according to Yehuda, if we're off a day, according to Yossi, we're off a day. That means the new season begins on the 17th day of Tishrei, according to Yehuda. The new season begins on the 22nd day of Tishrei, according to Yossi, we declare a leap year. Asks Rashi Tosfos, why declare a leap year? Just take one of the previous months and make it into a extra day, and you push off everything by a day, and we'll save the problem. So Tosfos indeed says that our Gemara is referring to a situation where you've done that already. But as we've learned, there are only a certain amount of days in a year, there's a certain amount of years that you can make 30-day months. Never more than 8 days. Never more than 8 months. And that's what you've done. There's only that much you can do, and we're past that, and that's why we have to make it a leap year. But of course, as Tosfos, if we could avoid making it a leap year by manipulating the months, we won't make a leap year. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says there are certain rules involved in how the calendar is set up. There's a rule of Lo Yado Rosh that Rosh Hashanah can't be on a Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday because we don't want Pesach, we don't want Yom Kippur on a Sunday, we don't want Hashanah Rabbah on a Shabbos. There's a halacha of Lo Yado Pesach, that Pesach is never Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. So sometimes if you're going to manipulate the months, you're going to end up with Yontav being on the wrong days. And that's why this isn't an option other than making a leap year. A beautiful vart I saw from the Bnei Yisascha based on the rules that Rashi just quoted. There's a pasuk that says, Haloi Ud Alevav Dalad Mutzel Me'esh. Says the Bnei Yisascha, Esh represents fire. Din, somebody going into judgment is going into fire. Haloi Ud, the days of Ud, Alevav Dalad Mutzel Me'esh, are days that you never have to worry you're going to go into Din, because Rosh Hashanah can never be on those days. Then he says another remez. The pasuk says, Doivev Sifsei Yishenim, Dalad Vav Veiz Veiz. So he says that we know that it says in Halacha, and we speak about it in the Agoda, that Pesach by night, by the Seder, you're supposed to be up, speaking about Yitzis Mitzrayim, Ach Tachtafen Hashinah, you're not really supposed to go to sleep Pesach by night. Doiviv, on the days of Veiz Dalad Vav, where Pesach can never be on those days, Sifsei Yishenim, you could go to sleep, because you're not going to have to be up all night speaking about Yitzis Mitzrayim. Ask the Gemara, let's try to understand these two opinions that we just discussed. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Micah Savri, Ikasavri Yom Tekufa Goymer, if they say that the day of the new season is the last day of the previous season, then according to either opinion, if the new season comes out, whether on the 16th day according to Rabbi Yehuda, of Tishrei according to Rabbi Yehuda, or on the 22nd day, or the 21st day of Tishrei according to Rabbi Yossi, because this day is still in the previous season. And they say that this has to be ready the new season. Ella must be that they are of the opinion that the day that the new season begins is already considered day one of the new season. And as the Rosh Hashanah explained, even though there is a concept in Halacha on Mixas HaYom Kekulay, maybe you don't need to have the entire day, still, the halacha can't say that one day should be either the new season. You have to take a stand. Either it's the new season or it's the old season. To say it's a combination is not acceptable in halacha. Actually, the Paiskim say that this question, if the first day of a season is considered part of the new season, or is it the first day of the new season, the day that the new season comes, is it day one of the new season, or the last day of the old season, is very relevant to halacha l'maisa. We know that we in Chutz Loritz begin saying the same Talmud 60 days after the Tekufa. And now the question is, what's day 60? Is day 60 counted that the day that the new season, that the fourth season began, is considered day 1? Or is it not considered day 1? So since our Gemara Paskins, and this is the Halacha L'Maisa, that the day that the new season begins is considered day 1, that's the number we use in counting when to start saying the same Talmudim. However, this is a very interesting Chaya Odom, very relevant Halacha L'Maisa. He says, what happens if somebody forgot the first day, which is probably the most likely day to forget saying the same Talmudim? You forgot saying the same Talmud in that Shemoneh Esrei. Do you have to repeat? So Chai Odom says you won't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Because since Al Gemara has a Shaila, if this, when you start counting, is this day one, or is this the last day of the previous season? If we're going to say it's the last day of the previous season, you didn't have to begin yet. You didn't have to begin until tomorrow. So, Enechanami, we paskin. That's the first day of the season. But here where it's a shayla to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, you won't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. There are pasukim that disagree with the Chai Odom, but it's interesting Chai Odom. Ask the Gemara, how can we explain that this is the machloikah between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? Meisvei, the Braisa says, Yoyim Tekufa Goymer, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Here it says clearly Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the day that the new season falls is the last day of the previous season. Rabbi Yosi disagrees, and he says, Yoyim Tekufa Maschel, that it's considered the first day. But clearly it's only Rabbi Yossi's opinion, not Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Vaitanyan, there's another Braisa. The Braisa says, Eimam Sashana, we don't make the year into leap year, El Mekain, Hoyset Kufach Seir Rubish Lachaydish. Unless most of the month is in the old season. The Kama Rubish Lachaydish, Sheshesh Yoyim. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Yodas Bechaydish. 2/3. The Kamashay Yodas Bechaydish Chaf Yoyim. 20 days. And the Mefarshim explain what is the machlokes between the Tanakam and Yehuda. They both agree that you follow the Roif. The question is, how do we analyze what is considered the Rubish Lechaydish? The Tanakam is very simple. He says Rubish Lechaydish is the most of the days. So 16 days is Roif. Rabbi Yehuda, according to this Braisa, holds that a month is not measured in days. A month is measured as a series of 10 days, as three units of 10 days each. So Roiv is 2/3, two of those 3 units, which is 20 days. Rav Yossi Yomer, Bechashvin Shishos Lufnei Pesach, if the spring season comes out within 16 days before Pesach, Ma'abrim, Shishos Lufnei Chag, Eimabrim. We'll explain this a little more soon. Rav Shimon Yomer, even if it's 16 days before Sukkot, Ma'abrim. Even if just a minority of the month is in the old season, we have to make it, the minority of Tishrei is in the old season, we make it into Iber, into leap year. But getting back, before we get to start analyzing the Braisa, here we clearly see two kashas. One kasha is that here Rabbi Yehuda says, Yoyim Tekufa is Goymer, and we explained Rabbi Yehuda's opinion as Yoyim Tekufa Maschel. And another question is that we had Rabbi Yehuda saying that we begin, that if it's 16 days, if the Tekufa is already on day 16, we make it into a leap year. And here we have Rabbi Yehuda saying 20 days, says the Gemara Kasha. Mefarshim, I've mentioned this, I think, previously in our Shiurim, indicate that when the Gemara asks a question, sometimes the Gemara says Kasha, and sometimes the Gemara says Tiyufta. When the Gemara says Tiyufta, that means it's refuted, there's no answer to the question. When the Gemara uses the word Kasha, it means there's an answer. But the Gemara doesn't give it. What is the answer? So Mefarshim said the potential answer could have been that we have to reverse the opinions in this Braisa, having Rabbi Yehuda consistent with the impression, with what we said earlier. Omama, so as I said, we're going to now begin analyzing the Braisa. Yehuda Omer, Shtei Yodas B'chodesh, that if 20 days of the month of Tishrei are in the old season, then we make it until leap year. Shtei yods b'chodesh, which are esrim yoim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi said, machash v'n shisha osu yoim ufnei Pesach. We count 16 days before Pesach, and if the spring season doesn't begin till then, ma'abrim. Ask the Gemara, Hein Rabbi Yehuda, if you make a count, and Rashi does it for us, you see that they come out with the exact same number. So that, what is the machloikis? As I said at the beginning of the shir, if you count that there's 91 days between the seasons, so if you count from the beginning of the spring season to the beginning of the fall season, you're supposed to have 182 plus another 15 hours interval, which will come out to 20 days. So what's the machloikis? Answers the Gemara, Yom Tekufa Goyim and Yom Tekufa Machzalis Benayu. Nafkamina is how do we look at the day of the Tekufa? Is that considered day one or of the new cycle, or is it the last day of the previous cycle? Continues the Gemara in analyzing the Braisa. Omamar, Shish Oslofnei Chag, Eima Abram. If it's 16 days before Sukkot, if the new Tekufa comes out to be 16 days, then we don't make a leap year. El Rabbi Yossi asked the Gemara, is it specifically Shisha Oslofnei Chag? Who deloy? If it shifts of a Tamnasar, if it's 17 or 18 Ma'abrim, for Omar, Shisha Oslofnei Pesach in Batzaloy. And as I said before, if you make a calculation, it'll come out that he holds that up to 20 or 19 days into Tishrei, we don't make into leap year. So we have a contradiction in Rabbi Yossi's opinion. What will be the halacha on day 17 and 18, if the new tekufa is on day 17 and 18, if fall comes out on 17 or 18 days in Tishrei? Answers the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yossi, Idi v'idi eim Abram. The halacha is that if it comes out to be 17 days or 18 days in Tishrei, we will not make into leap year. So why does he speak about 16? He should have said 17. He shouldn't have said 18. Answered the Gemara, because he wants to stick to the number 16. Because for either Donatan Ratio, when he spoke about Pesach, there the number 16 is the number to look for. For either the Tana Ratio, Shish Oslofnei Pesach, Tana Namish Shish Oslofnei Chag. But the truth is that even if 17 or 18 are in the old season, are in the summer season, as long as by 19 in Tishrei, it's already fall, Rabbi Yehuda will say, Rabbi Yossi will say, we don't have to make it into a leap year. Rav Shimon's opinion was, Af Shish Oslofnei Chag Ma'abrim. Ask the Gemara, that's the exact same opinion as the Tanna Kamma. That if 16 days in Tishrei are in the old season, are in the summer season, then we have to make it into a leap year. What's the nafkamina between Rav Shimon and the Tanna Kamma? Answers the Gemara, Ikeh B'nayu, the same question that we discussed three times in our shiur today. Ikeh B'nayu, Yom Tekufa Maschil, V'Yom Tekufa Goymer. The Machloka says, how do we look at the day that the new season falls? Is it considered day one of the new season, which would be fine? Or is it considered the last day of the old season, and therefore it's already too late and we have to make a leap year? V'loy Masaymi, but we don't know who holds what. Achem Emrim, Miyuta. The Achem say that even if a Miyut of Tishrei is in the old season, the Halach is we make it into a leap year. The Kamayuta, Abba Asiyon. If 14 days are in the old season, or in the summer season, we make it into a leap year. Ask the Gemara, Maika Savri, Ikasavar, Yoim Tekufa Goymer. If his opinion is that the day that the season falls out is the still considered part of the old season, and furthermore, they're going to hold the Kulichag Binan. It's not just that Chol Moed has to be in the new season, but it means the whole Yontif. Hayika. You still have it. Because let's say the old season, the new season, I mean, begins on 14 days in Tishrei. Let's figure it out. So if the new season begins on 14 days in Tishrei, and Sukkot begins on the 15th day of Tishrei, so we're fine. Because 15 days of Tishrei, when Sukkot began, is already in the new season. So even if you're going to take all of these considerations, why should they hold that it's a reason to make it a leap year? Answers the Gemara. Amrav Shmuel by Yitzchak, Achem B'tkufas Nissen Kaimi. They're not speaking about Tishrei, they're speaking about Pesach. The Ksiv, Shmar as Chodesh Aviv, Shmar Aviv Shot Kufa Shehei B'chodesh Nissen. The most of Nisan should already be in the spring. And that's why, if up to 14 days were in the spring, still in the winter season, it's too late and you have to make it into leap year. But let's just focus on the opinion of the Chayrim. According to the opinion of the Chayrim, all of Sukkot has to be in the new season, which is a little hard to understand, because we began the shir, quoting the Pasuk, of Chag Osef Tkufas Hashana, and the way we explained that Pasuk was that we have to have the time when you could collect the most stringent interpretation of that Pasuk was that all of the time you could collect Tvua on Sukkot, which is Chol HaMoed, should be in the new season. But everybody agrees that you can't collect Tvua on Yontif. So why does he need that Yontif, that all of the Yontif should be in the new season? So the Torah Evan says a beautiful explanation. Torah Evan says, and on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to collect Tvua. You're only allowed to collect Tvua on Chol HaMoed. You're only allowed to work on Chol HaMoed if it's a Dover Ovid. Otherwise, you're not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed. And he says, that's exactly the machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Achim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda's view of working on Chol HaMoed is, Chol HaMoed is not Yontif. And therefore, Chag Osef speaks to Chol HaMoed. The Chaim's view of Chol HaMoed is similar to the view, the Chaim's view of Chol HaMoed is similar to the view that Chol HaMoed is also Osef. But if the Torah calls Sukkot Chag Osef, it's not because we're actually going to collect the Tfu. You know how to collect Tfu, not on Yontif, and not a Chol HaMoed. It's just the time of the year where collection takes place. And that's why he says, Chag Osef, we don't differentiate between Yontif and Chol HaMoed. Ask the Gemara, as I said also at the beginning of this year, the Gemara is going to ask, V'leber l'adam. And again, the way that we should explain the Gemara's question is as follows. If we're only recognizing next to the time of Sukkot, that the Tkufa is coming out a day off, it's too late to make it into a leap year, to make it into an extra month, because Yontif won't come out on the right days, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shana Rabbah. But if we're taking into consideration, as the Gemara is now telling us, we're looking at Pesach, so there are plenty months between Pesach and Sukkot where we can make a month a leap year, and also make sure that the Yom Tovim won't come out on the wrong days, and not have to make a leap year. The Labra Ladr, Arav Achva Yaakov, Tanam Amal Kachashim. Indeed. Vachkam. Ami Yuta Miyota Me'abrim. Vekam Miyutai Abo Asiyoyim. Indeed. If it's only 14 days, it's too late to make an Ibr. But if you could do an Ibr Chodesh, that's what you should do. Revina Amal Oil Machem Tishri Kaimi. We're talking already Kishrei. V'ksav Achem, Kul Chag Be'inan, Yontav Rishon, Chag Asuk Ksiv, Chag Abob Bezman Asifa, and now it's too late to make it into an Iber month, and make a month extra too late, and you need to have the whole Yontif in the time of, you have to have the entire Sukkot in the time of the new month, of the new season. Ask the Mefarshim one more question before we go into a new sugya. The Gemara is suggesting here that we should make a month a day longer to avoid all of these problems. But we know that the new month depends on the Moilad, when the new moon comes out. We can't manipulate the Moilad. We can manipulate when the month is, but we can't manipulate the Moilad. So how do we look at this? That we should just make the month longer and ignore the Moilad? So the Mefarshim say a very important concept, which is based on the Gemara Masechta Ksubas. They say as follows. The halacha is that a girl, when she's less than 3 years old, psula chayzim, even if she had relations, she's still considered a psula. If she's above 3 years old and she had relations, she's no longer psula. Let's say a girl's birthday is an Adar, and Chazal go and make this year an Iber year and the second Adar, so she's still a psula. The pasuk says, "Lekel goimer alai." That the pasuk, the Gemara Masechta Ksubas counts. that all of the world, all of the Bria, is follows what Chazal says. And here too they say, even though the Moilid may be mathematically another day, it's Chazal who determine when Rosh Chodesh is, and that's what counts, not any mathematical calculations. Continues the Gemara. Smichas Zakenim. We spoke in the Mishnah about Smichas Zakenim, and how many Dayonim are required for Smichas Zakenim. Tanah Barim Samchu Zikni. The Pasuk speaks about if the Tzibur, Parhelm Dovish or Tzibur, if the Tzibur did an Aveira because of an erroneous Psak of the Bezdin, they have to bring a Parhelm Dovish or Tzibur. And the Pasuk says, Samchu Zikni Eida. Zyachal Zikni Ashuk. Machlaikis Rashi and Taisus, what does Zikni Shuk mean? Taisus learns that Zikni Ashuk means people from the street, old people from the street. Rashi says the Gemara never had a Havamina, that should be Zakenim, people that are not leaders. But who says they have to be from Bezdin? Tamalim Eda. Yochel, I Eda Yochel Ktani, people who are members of a 23-member Bezdin. I Eda Yochel Ktani, Eda, which is an Eda, Tamalim Ho Eda. Miuchadim Sheb Eda, members of the Sanhedrin. V'kamehem, how many people have to do this smicha? V'samchu shnayim, ziknei shnayim, v'ayim bezden shokol, we never have an even number bezden, v'sifin aleim, o'erachar arekan chamesha, divrei Yehuda. Ask the mefarshim, obvious question. We understand why a regular bezden needs to have an odd number of members, because we want to be able to come up with a majority. Here we're talking about smicha zakenim. There's no psak here. So what's the halacha that ain bezdin shokel? So I saw two answers to this question. One answer is that yes, sometimes you have to paskin, because sometimes you have to determine is the animal a bal mum. So you need a bezdin, and you need an odd number bezdin. Another pshat that I saw is that absolutely, here there's no psak, and there's no reason to have an odd number. But once, as we've been learning in our Masechta, the halacha is that a bezdin, by definition, is an odd number of members, even in a case that there's no reason for that, the halacha remains a bezdin. What is the way a bezdin looks? An odd number of people. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda comes up with five members. Rav Shimon Omer, Ziknei Shnayim. Ziknei again means two. And we have the halacha of Ein Bezdin Shokel. Meisifin Aleim Oirechon Arekan Shloisha. Ask the Gemara, Ivrav Shimon Ksivas Samchu. Why doesn't that word help us come towards the count of how many members we have to have? Answers the Gemara, Humi Boi Leila Gufei. We need that pasuk to teach us that smicha takes place. Rabbi Yehuda, Gufei Leit Tzarech. To teach us that halacha, I don't need the word v'samchu. Dim kein de loy osu v'samchu l'drasha. If we're not going to say, says Rabbi Yehuda, that the word v'samchu is coming to teach us how many members we have to have here, lichtoiv, Ziknei Eda Yedeim al Rosh Hapar. And we know smich is required. Why does the Torah add the word the Samchu? Says Rabbi Yehuda to teach us the two more Dayanim. Rav Shimon, what does Rav Shimon respond? Iksav Hachi, if all the Torah would have used the words was Ziknei Eda Yedeim al Rosh Hapar, Havamina Mai Al, I would think B'samach. It doesn't have to be directly on the head of the animal. Near the animal is good enough. Rabbi Yehuda says, Gomer Rosh Rosh Ma'ayla. We learn just by Ka'ayla, where the Torah says, B'Sam Chidayim Al Rosh Ayla, that smicha requires putting your hands on the head of the animal. Here too, I know it means on the head. And that's why the word B'Samchu is superfluous to teach us the two more Dayon. Rav Shimon, Loi Gomer Rosh Rosh Ma'ayla. He doesn't learn Agzer Shavu Rosh Rosh Ma'ayla. As the Mefarshim explained, there's a rule throughout Shas, Ein Odom Don, Gzeres Shava Me'atzmoy. A person can't make up his own Gzeres Shava. Elam Ken Kiblim Rabbeisov, unless he learned it from his Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda learned this Gzeres Shava, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the word V'samchu remains superfluous to be used to teach us how many Dayanim are used for the Smicha. Rabbi Shimon needs us to teach us how the Smicha takes place, because he didn't have a Messiah on that Gzeres Shava. Continues the Gemara. Tana, the Brisa says, Smicha, the Smich Sakena Begimel. So the Gemara asks, My Smicha, My Smich Sakenim. We're learning two different issues. What are the? Obviously, we're talking about two different subjects. What are the two subjects? Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mismach Sabi. We now begin learning the halachas of smicha. And it's important to indicate, as I've indicated previously. Smicha zakenim means, as we're going to learn, if there's an unbroken chain of people who received smicha going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, as we're going to also learn, it has to take place in, specifically in Eretz Yisrael, that's how smicha is conferred. It's not the smicha that we have nowadays. The smicha that we have nowadays is a degree. Of course, there are halachas regarding that degree also. Who is qualified, what it takes to be qualified to get smicha. But not to be confused. And in fact, as I've indicated previously, nowadays we don't have that, the smicha sekenim. There is a very famous Rambam, that the Rambam says that if the chain is broken, if the chain is broken, then still a way of giving smicha. Why? He says if all of the gedolim, all of the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael will agree that there's somebody worthy of smicha, the halacha is that smicha can be given, even though the person giving the smicha is not a member of this unbroken chain. And that's why it's very famous that the Ma'arib Rav gave smicha to Rabbi Yosef Karo, the one that wrote the Beis Yosef, that wrote the Shulchan Aruch, based on this Rambam. And one of his rayas is the Pasuk says that when Mashiach comes, v'shiva shaftayach k'birishayna, the smicha will be reinstituted. How can it be reinstituted? The succession has been broken. It must be that the succession is not broken if everybody, if all the rabbanim agreed that somebody is worthy of smicha. The Maralbach disagreed. First of all, he says, it's not clear that we follow the opinion of the Rambam. And second of all, he says, certainly even according to the Rambam, you have to have all the rabbanim of Eretz Yisrael. You have to have all the rabbanim of Eretz Yisrael, and when the Ma'arib Bei Rav gave smicha to the Beis Yosef, it was only the rabbanim in Tzfas. He didn't ask, he didn't consult with the rabbanim in Yerushalayim. Furthermore, the Maralbach says, the pasuk of a shiva shaftayach k'berishayna is a strong raya that smicha could be conferred even by people who don't have smicha. So he says that pasuk's not a raya. He says because what happens when Mashiach comes? Mashiach comes, who's going to bring Mashiach? Who's going to be one to tell us Mashiach came? Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is a member of that unbroken chain. So he'll be able to give smicha. We should have the problem soon. Amalei Abayel Rabbi Yosef. Mismich Sabi B'Shlosh Menolan. How do we know that smicha is conferred with three dayanim? Ilam D'Ksiv B'Yismich Es Yodav Olav. That Moshe Rabbeinu gave Yeshua smicha. Moshe Rabbeinu was only one individual. So shouldn't that be a raya that one is enough? V'chi tema, Moshe b'makom shiv v'chad koi, as the Ein Yaakov explains. Since the entire Sanhedrin, their strength, their Ruach HaKodesh, came from Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is equal to the whole Sanhedrin. Yehochi, so then the halacha would be that you should need 71, says the Gemara, kasha, remains a kasha. But again, as we've learned earlier, a kasha means that it's only a kasha, but that the halacha still remains, that smicha is given by three dayanim. Before Hashem ask, we're going to have a Gemara to this in tomorrow's shir, that maybe you only, even though you need a bezdin of three people to give smicha, only one of them has to be a samuch. So maybe, or maybe even if you have all three a smuchim, but Moshe Rabbeinu was so much greater than anybody else that would have helped him, the pasuk doesn't mention those people because they're not compared to Moshe Rabbeinu in greatness. So the Farshim answer that since Moshe Rabbeinu was the first person that gave smicha, even though he was certainly greater than anybody who was with him, if the halacha would be that you would need three people, the pasuk should have said it. So now the question is, as I said, kasha means it's only kasha, but we don't act that way. So where do we get the number three from? So I saw some answers. One answer is, we compare it to the previous Gemara. We compare the smicha of zakenim to the smicha on the carbon. And just like we proved by the smicha of a carbon, you need three people, so too here. Another answer is we can't bring a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha with his hands. We're going to learn in tomorrow's year that that's not the normal way smicha is given, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu cannot serve as a model. There's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says that three dayonim, as our Gemara says, you need three dayonim to give smicha, but only one of them has to be a samach. The other two just have to be rabbonim, but they don't have to be smuchim. So ask the Kesef Mishnah, where does the Rambam come to say this psak? Answer the Kesef Mishnah, it's our Gemara. Because our Gemara really said that you only need one person to give smicha, Moshe Rabbeinu. So even though our Gemara didn't follow that opinion, it's enough of an opinion to follow that you only need one member of the Bezdin to be a Samuch. And according to the Rambam's opinion, if you have a Bezdin giving smicha and one member is Samuch and the other two people are not Smuchim, the smicha is still a valid smicha.